Time for the High School Report on Downtown, brought to you by Sweats Tire, 451 Hogan Road, 358 State Street in Bangor, and by the First, Dream First Because You Can, and by the Maine Masonic Charitable Foundation. We welcome in Mark Callinan of Eastern Maine Sports. Hey there, Mark. How are you this beautiful Friday?
Great. How are you this afternoon?
Oh, I'm loving this weather. It's a great time to be out there enjoying some high school sports.
Yeah, certainly is. Got 6 more days left in the regular season, and then we're off to playoffs.
Excellent. So have you got any games lined up for the weekend?
Well, I'm kind of busy. My daughter's in Moana Junior this weekend, so I'm going to be attending those each day this weekend, including tonight. So busy doing that, and I'm happy to be.
Well, and did I see that she's playing Moana?
She certainly is. She certainly is, and looking forward to it.
That is awesome. Go Emma. Way to rock it.
Yes. And, she's worked very hard, and it's a good crew, and they'll do great.
Well, she inherited those musical theater skills from you, right?
No. No, totally opposite. I don't know where she got it from, but yeah, it's definitely not me, but she's very talented.
Well, that's wonderful. Well, good for her. Break a leg this weekend. That's great news indeed. Well, what is coming up? What are some big games to keep an eye on this weekend?
Well, what I'm interested to see how it goes is tomorrow afternoon, John Babs is at Old Town. This is a baseball. John Babs is 10-4, and Old Town, Ellsworth's a clear favorite in Class B, but Old Town is second right now in the Hill Point standings, and they are playing great. They started off season 1-5, and they've won 8 straight since then. So, but a good test tomorrow against a good John Babs team, tomorrow. So that should be interesting to see how that goes. Some kind of interesting things in softball. Skowhegan's in this area, kind of, but not really in this area. But Skowhegan plays at Brunswick today, and those are the two top teams in Class A. Skowhegan's outscored their opponents 133-16 this year, so that one might be for the top spot in A this year. So that's interesting. Ellsworth at MDI in softball, regular season finale is next Wednesday, so that could be interesting too.
Excellent. Now, again, it's an open tournament this spring, but sometimes it makes quite a bit of difference where you fall in the standings and whether you get home field or not. And so there are some teams out there jostling for position down the stretch.
Yeah. As you said, it is an open tournament, but it's important to get in the top 8 and even, top 2. I mean, if you finish in the, top 2, you're going to play every game that you can at home because the regional finals at a neutral site. So, finishing in the top 2 is important. And, again, Old Town's battling that in Class B baseball. In softball, Ellsworth's 2 and MDI's 3. So when they play next Wednesday, that could be for that. So a lot of important things there.
Absolutely. And also on the Eastern Maine sports scene, boy, what so far disappointing performance for University of Maine baseball with a golden opportunity, number 1 seed, first round bye, hosting the tournament, but it's not looking too good for the Black Bears.
No, it's not. Chris is actually there today, and he's hoping to be there for 2 games, but it hasn't started off too well this afternoon for the Black Bears. So, they had a great season, no matter what happens, I won't take away from that, but definitely struggling down the stretch with the pitching.
And how about those Red Sox and Trevor Story? Where are those guys who were saying what a terrible pickup that was?
Yeah, I mean, I know it's still under 500. They still got work to do, but season isn't over like everybody thought it was, is it?
No, far from that. And I never thought they were going to be world beaters and maybe win the division, but I felt all along, especially with the extra wild card, that they had more than enough to be a playoff team.
Yeah, I did too. I think we talked about that on the air a few weeks ago. And they got enough pitching, and when they hit like this, there's a lot less pressure on the bullpen. And 16 runs against a good team in 2 separate games this week is pretty good. So hopefully they just keep winning series of 5-game series here with Baltimore. They should take care of business. Obviously, tough to sweep a doubleheader against anybody, so that'd be tough tomorrow. But just win the series, win at least 3, and keep doing that, and they'll be all right.
Yeah, they had a better offense than the Patriots had.
Yeah, that's true. They didn't get 16 points 2 times, right?
Yeah, exactly. So next week, when we talk with you next Friday, will that be the end of the regular season?
Yes, the regular season ends Thursday, and the 7th, which is the following Tuesday, would be the first round of the they call it the round of 16 now. The the games there, and then the quarterfinals will be that Thursday the night. So we'll be right jumping into things. I got a tennis tournament schedule posted on EasternMainSports.com. That starts Tuesday, and PVC the track PVCs are today at Orono.
Excellent. So a lot going on. Follow Eastern Maine Sports for all you need to know. Mark, we appreciate it as always. Hope the play goes very well this weekend, and we'll visit with you next Friday.
All right, appreciate it, Rich. Thank you.
It's Mark Cowlin of Eastern Maine Sports on Downtown. Our high school report brought to you by Swetz Tires, serving you with full automotive repair and a great selection of tires at two locations, 451 Hogan Road and 358 State Street in Bangor. And by the First, dream first because you can. First National Bank, committed to the community, and by the Maine Masonic Charitable Foundation.